Washington, D.C. It's the last honest man in Washington. It's the Cooner Show. From the Washington Times. From our nation's capital. Live from the belly of the beast. It's Cooner Time.
Welcome to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington. 301-984-9570 is the number. 301-984-9570. My friends, we just have received dramatic breaking news. It is now breaking on the wires, literally as I'm speaking to you right now. Reverend Terry Jones's plan to burn the Quran come this Saturday to mark the anniversary of the September 11, 2001 attacks, the 9-year anniversary, has been called off. The burning has been called off. And my friends, he has completely and utterly capitulated to the liberal ruling class that is now dominating America. What was to me remarkable over the course of the last 24 hours, from last night throughout the day, I even mentioned it to my wife on my drive down to the studio. This is becoming totalitarian. Now, let me be clear. I don't like religious texts being burned. I don't. I don't care if it's the Bible, if it's the Torah, if it's the Quran, you name it. I think it's insensitive. I think it's primitive. I think it's provocative. I studied the 1920s and the 1930s. I saw with my own eyes on footage, video footage, what the Nazis did when they were burning books written by Jews in massive public bonfires. So to me, book burning is always equated with Nazism. I'm not a big fan of burning books. If you don't like bad ideas, you confront them. You don't burn the book. But hold on now. That being said, there is to me an unbelievable double standard that I've been pointing out now for the past several days. If it's offensive to burn the Quran, tell me, why is it not offensive to burn the flag? Why is it not offensive to burn the Bible? Why is it not offensive to put the crucifix in a jar of urine? And more than that, the mother of all questions, why is it not offensive to build a mosque at the site of Ground Zero, 2 blocks away? Why is that not offensive? With a radical imam who champions Sharia law and defends radical Islamists all over the world. That's not offensive. But now, this pastor in the woods in Florida with 50 members of his congregation, no, we can't do this. This cannot be done. This is going to inflame the Muslim world. It's going to be Armageddon. Our troops are going to be slaughtered. Everybody's going to be slaughtered. Diplomats are going to be slaughtered. Tourists are going to be slaughtered. It's the end of the world, according to Petraeus. It's going to endanger our entire mission in Afghanistan. So throughout the day, I'm asking myself, is this America that we're living in? The FBI went to this pastor's church and in private were twisting his arm, threatening him, don't burn the Quran. They put a tremendous amount of pressure on him. This morning, the dear leader, the president of the United States, like he doesn't have enough on his plate. Obama, dear leader, our con man in chief, Mr. President, you mean to tell me 9.6 unemployment is not enough for you? $1 trillion deficits as far as the eye can see is not enough for you? 2 failing wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, that's not enough for you? Iran on the brink of a nuclear bomb, that's not enough for you? Our broken borders, that's not enough for you? 20 million illegal immigrants in this country, that's not enough for you? No, that's not enough on your plate. No. You have to get involved on whether on private church property a pastor can burn a Quran. That's what we pay you the big bucks for, right, Mr. President? That's why you're the dear leader. You have to speak on everything. You have to stick your nose on everything. He comes out on ABC this morning, on ABC News this morning, and he says that it would be a destructive thing for this man to burn the Quran, that it would endanger our troops, that in fact it's un-American, according to the dear leader. It's un-American. It's un-American because this country, he says, is based on freedom and religious tolerance. Really? Really, dear leader? Tell me, is it tolerant when prayer is banned from school? Is that tolerant, Mr. President? Is it tolerant, Mr. President, when the Ten Commandments are taken out of the courthouses, stripped out of the courthouses? Is that tolerant, Mr. President? Tell me, when I see plays all over this country depicting Jesus as a promiscuous homosexual, is that tolerant, Mr. President? Tell me, when atheists burn the Quran almost on a weekly basis on college campuses to protest Christianity, is that tolerant, Mr. President? Hey, when the Bible is burned on campuses, forgive me, not the Quran, when the Bible is burned on campuses, is that tolerant, Mr. President? Tell me, when the Islamists burn the Bible, when many of them urinate on the Bible all over the Muslim world, when it is banned, when it is confiscated, is that tolerant, Mr. President? How come I don't hear you speaking out about that, Mr. President? Tell me, when last year in Afghanistan, Christian missionaries sent Bibles to our troops at Bagram Air Base in the Afghan language to give them out to people so they can see the word of Christ, get a different perspective. Who knows? Maybe they'll adopt a real religion of peace. No, this was a disaster. Those books had to be confiscated. Those Bibles had to be confiscated. Petraeus ordered the Bibles to be confiscated, and then they were burned. As one military official put it, it's like trash. We burn out the trash here at Bagram Air Base. No, that's not offensive. But this is offensive. To burn a couple copies of the Quran, no, we can't have that. And throughout today, the Associated Press said, this is the media. This is the major wire service. They, in this country, they're the ones that basically give the news for most of the cable news networks and for most journalists and in most newspapers. They're the major news provider. They would not distribute images or audio of the Quran being burned at the church. Fox News came out and said they would not cover it at all. The FBI visited this man. The White House was now debating whether they should personally call him. Hillary Clinton denounced him. They said, Hillary Clinton said, burning the Quran, disgraceful and disrespectful. Eric Holder, idiotic and dangerous. General Petraeus, it would endanger the lives of our troops. They barreled down upon him. The entire liberal regime barreled down upon this guy. And now we just find out he broke. He called it off. And so, my friends, my question to you is a very simple one. Have we now succumbed to the radical Islamists? In Kabul, in Afghanistan today, in the capital of Afghanistan, several thousand marched in the streets, burning the American flag and chanting death to Christians. The leadership in Iran said, don't burn the Quran. People in Iraq said, don't burn the Quran. Everywhere across the Muslim world, people said, if you burn the Quran, you will see acts of violence against Americans and especially upon Christians in predominantly Muslim nations. So I ask all of you, where is the peace? Where's this religion of peace? By their own actions, by the statements of our own government today, by everybody urging this man to call off the burning of the Quran and him now having capitulated for fear of unleashing violence, they, by their own statements, they prove that radical Islam is not peaceful. They prove how inherently violent and barbaric it is. And now, we are adapting to them. Instead of them adapting to us, we're adapting to them. Whatever happened to the First Amendment? Let me get this straight. The American flag, burn it. The crucifix, dump it in urine. The Virgin Mary, remember, this is with taxpayer dollars. This is not even some private guy, some art exhibitionist in some little art shop in Soho in New York. This is paid for by U.S. taxpayer dollars. The Virgin Mary covered in manure. This is called art. And when Christians protest, oh, they're bigots. They're reactionaries. How dare you criticize this? This is genuine, authentic, artistic expression. You're a Neanderthal. You're primitive. Hey, don't you know Christianity's so passé? So Bibles can be burned. Christ can be mocked. The Virgin Mary can be defiled in manure. The Ten Commandments can be taken down. School prayer can be outlawed. But don't touch a Quran. Don't touch a Quran, because you're going to see, what you're going to see is you're going to see violence. You're going to see suicide bombings. You're going to see jihadism. My friends, how are we different in Europe now? This is what Europeans now live with on a daily basis. The constant menace and threat by Islamists. How they have to change their very way of life. In many ways, scale back. Cut back. Relinquish some of their very freedoms in order to continue to try to accommodate the relentless march of Islam. Now we have abandoned the First Amendment. Now this man, by what he's done, I didn't support what he was doing, but now having said he was going to burn it, said he was not going to back down, and now them demonstrating in the streets and our liberal regime capitulating, in the face of Islamic cultural aggression. Now, my friends, they are dictating to us what we can or can't say. And so the question before the House is a simple one. Has radical Islam won a major victory by the Reverend Terry Jones' decision to call off the burning? Is this a tremendous blow to our First Amendment? Is Islam now on the march? 301-984-9570 is the number. 301-984-9570. Did Reverend Jones capitulate to the liberals in our country and to the Islamists abroad? I want to hear from you on the Cooner Show.
It's the last honest man in Washington. It's the Cooner Show. It's Cooner time.
Welcome back to the Cooner Show on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington. 301-984-9570 is the number. My friends, if you haven't heard, breaking news. The Florida minister, Reverend Terry Jones, has canceled his plan to burn copies of the Quran on the ninth year anniversary of September 11 this Saturday. He has buckled under pressure from Obama, from the FBI, from the mainstream media, from protesting, rampaging Muslims around the world. And the question I have for you is, do you think this is a good thing? Do you think that this is now going to reduce tension around the world? Or is this going to embolden radical Islam? 301-984-9570. We're now joined by Linda on Springfield on line 3. Or sorry, is it line 4? Forgive me, Ray, my bad. Line 4. Linda, I have some breaking news I want to add, but apparently you know it as well, so why don't you tell everybody?
Yes, yes. I heard the announcement, Jeff, and what information you have been given is correct, but it's not complete. So I want to complete it.
Go ahead, okay? Shoot.
Pastor Jones, a single person has made a difference about the mosque in New York. They are going to meet, Pastor Jones is going to meet with the imam, and he's not going to allow, they're going to change the location. The mosque is not going to be constructed if Pastor Jones gets to have his way. But here's what we need to do. We need to keep the pressure on the people who are putting the pressure on Jones so that all of a sudden this doesn't blow off and become a nothing and he gets hoodwinked in a back alley someplace.
Linda, hold on. I don't want you to leave yet. Just to repeat what you've said, and this is what the AP is now reporting as well. Let me read to you, all of you, right from the AP.
Perfect.
Pastor Terry Jones said Thursday that he decided to cancel his protest because the leader of a planned Islamic center near Ground Zero, which I assume is Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, has agreed to move its controversial location.
Yes.
The agreement couldn't be immediately confirmed. Linda, let me be very frank with you. I don't believe it's true. I think Reverend Jones thinks it's true. I think the FBI spoke to him, and they said, yeah, I'll tell you what. Call it off. We'll talk to the imam. I'm sure we can work out a deal. You can meet with the imam, and I'm sure he'll be happy to consider moving the mosque. And so he's looking for a face-saving way to say, look, I'm not a coward. I haven't completely capitulated because I got a quid pro quo deal. I'll be honest with you, Linda. Following that Ground Zero mosque, and we're going to have some explosive audio for everybody on Cooner Country, we got the interview of all interviews that this guy, Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, gave. He's not backing down. His Saudi sponsors are not backing down. The Islamic big money that is funding that mosque is not backing down. So, Linda, look, you know, I hope it's true. I would like it to be true. I would love to see the Ground Zero mosque be moved. But, Linda, I'm very skeptical.
But let me just make one more suggestion.
Sure.
Okay, Jeff? If this blows off, I don't think it's up to Pastor Jones to burn the Quran. I think it's up to all of us to have our bonfires going and have a united barbecue the Quran day and absolutely make a statement and not look for news and press, but it will follow. But I think that there needs to be a holding to the fire, the toes of people who are liars and traitors and unpatriotic people. And I think Pastor Jones is going to be a start. And that's what we've needed with this mosque garbage. We've needed a starting, posturing person who wasn't political. And Pastor Jones obviously is not political.
Linda, you make some very good points. I want to thank you very much for that call, Linda. Look, here's what I think is going to be spun. They're going to eventually say he's a fringe, he's a lunatic, he's a nutcase. He misunderstood what the imam, the Ground Zero imam, wanted to do. But what they got was what they wanted. They wanted him to capitulate. He capitulated. They want this thing to blow over. And then they're going to force the Ground Zero mosque down our throats. I could be wrong, but I'll be honest with you. Nobody's been able to confirm that there actually has been an ironclad agreement. And from everything I know about this Ground Zero imam, I don't see it happening. Let's go to Peter in Centerville on line one. Peter, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Thanks, Jeff. Sad day in America, that's for sure. Sharia law. I think the Constitution's dead, but hopefully not. And Linda was very optimistic, which I like. I'm a little skeptical as well. But Jeff, did you know that the FBI visited this pastor three times? This is like the third time they visited him to strong-arm him, and it's very scary. I don't like it.
Oh, it's totalitarian. I mean, this is what I find. Peter, in all honesty, you have the Secretary of State. I'm going to play the clip coming in after the break. Don't take my word for it. Publicly calling the media, urging the media not to cover this story. You have the President of the United States, the White House, saying they're going to call this guy up personally and urge him and tell him and most likely threaten him not to burn the Quran. You have the General of our Armed Forces in Afghanistan telling a pastor in his own church on private land what he can't or can't do. Now, in all honesty, look, Peter, I'm not some bomb thrower. Look, I don't like I don't like Bibles being burned. I don't like Korans being burned. But let's be honest. This is America. Peter, this is America. If this guy wants to burn a Koran on his property, that's his right. I mean, look, I have to tolerate my Bible being burned. You know what my response to that, Peter, is? May God have mercy on your soul. You can do it. May God have mercy on your soul. But no. Now, look at how the long arm of Islamic Sharia law is now reaching into America itself. Now, we are no longer allowed to burn Qurans. My friends, welcome to the United States of Arabia. This is Jeff Cooner on 570 WTNT, the last honest man in Washington, 301 301- 1-800-984-9570. What do you make of the pastor's decision to not burn the Quran, to cancel the Quran burning barbecue? I want to hear from you. 301-984-9570. Has freedom been struck a major blow?
We are hoping that the pastor decides not to do this. We're hoping against hope that if he does, it won't be covered. an act of patriotism. But I think that it's unfortunate. I mean, it's not who we are. And we just have to constantly be demonstrating by our words and actions. And as I remind, my friends around the world, in the environment in which we all now operate, anybody with an iPhone, anybody with a blog can, put something out there which is outrageous.
Well, Hillary got her wish. The dear leader got his wish. The radical Islamists got their wish. Petraeus got his wish. The liberal ruling class got their wish. Everybody got their wish, I think, on this one, except for me. But he broke. Pastor completely broke. He called the burning off. And, political correctness now runs amok. We have lost, I believe, the fundamental First Amendment freedoms in this country. I think there's no getting around it. We are now resembling France. We are now resembling Germany. We are now resembling Holland, where they have to curtail many of their basic liberties and freedoms to try to accommodate the surging cultural imperialism of Islam. That's the way I read it. I want to hear from you. 301-984-9570. You're listening to The Cooner Show on 570 WTNT. Let's go to John in Bethesda on line 2. John, thanks for holding. Welcome to The Cooner Show. John?
This is Mike.
Oh, Mike, go ahead. Even better. Go ahead, buddy. I was going to get you right after John. Go.
Okay, here we go. Let me just play taps. Dun, 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 dun. Jeff, this was pumped up today by an announcement by Interpol, making the announcement that there'll be worldwide panic. They alerted every country to be on alert. Now, what's really wild is they find the time to tell every country to be on the alert for crime and terrorism. Isn't that strange? Over a man burning some books. Now, if this isn't tyranny, if this isn't the definition of Islamofascism, and let's say this is better than building a mosque. This burning of the book, if everybody knew this was the deal, but here's the score. Baseball analogy, terrorism 2, America 0. Petraeus, resign now.
Thank you so much, Mike. Look, to me, I think there's no getting around this. This is a major capitulation. And, I think this pastor thought he was going to make a statement, and then he didn't realize what he was up against. And then he got those liberal gangsters, he got those liberal thugs after him. They sicked the FBI on him. They sicked the media on him. They sicked Hillary on him. They sicked the General Petraeus on him. They sicked everybody on this guy. And so now, faced with this massive wave of opposition from the ruling class, everybody telling him soldiers are going to die around the world, you're going to have the bloods of thousands of people on your hands, do you really want to go there? They basically blackmailed and extorted this guy into not burning a couple of Qurans. Now, I ask all of you, if we have to swallow Bibles being burned, if I have to swallow crucifixes being put in jars of urine, paid for by my taxpayer dollars, by the way, or to see my Virgin Mary covered in manure, paid for by my taxpayer dollars, you mean to tell me they can't handle a couple of books being burned? They can't handle this. This is going to set the world on fire. And Ray made a very good point. Ray made an excellent point, and I don't want to present this as my idea because it was Ray's. Ray's saying it's okay. No, you're too generous, Ray. You're too generous. Look, it's your universe, Ray. I just live in it. You know what I'm saying? But Ray was making this point. Notice the flags were being burned by rampaging, protesting Muslims around the world. Everybody kept saying it's going to damage America's prestige. America's credibility is going to be damaged. Our troops, our diplomats, our tourists, our citizens, everybody's going to be threatened by this. So let me get this straight. The actions of a fringe extremist, a fringe pastor in the woods in the middle of Florida, speaks now, apparently, that speaks for the entire nation of America. That impugns the entire nation of America, our entire country, our entire civilization. But when you got 19 Muslim hijackers who slammed four planes into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon and in rural Pennsylvania and slaughter 3,000 Americans, when they're shooting up Fort Hood, when they're shooting our troops in Afghanistan and Iraq, when they're committing terrorist atrocities all over the world. No, yeah, come on now. You can't tar the brush of Islam. You can't paint such a broad brush. You can't do that. Hey, you can't blame the whole religion for the action of a few extremists. But you can blame America for one fringe preacher. Oh, that you can blame America.
And also, how many people spoke out against the preacher? Our media wouldn't cover it.
Well, exactly.
That's my whole point.
Well, exactly. The media either blackballed the story, they didn't want to cover it.
How can one fringe group represent a whole nation and another fringe group can't represent a whole group of people?
Exactly, Ray.
It's
contradiction
part.
After contradiction, hypocrisy after hypocrisy. And notice, either the media wouldn't cover it, or if they did cover it, they annihilated this guy. They crucified him on the cross of public opinion. But not the Ground Zero, my mom. Oh, no. He's a man of peace. Hey, come on now. Hey, it's insensitive. It's provocative, they kept saying about Terry Jones. But the Imam, Faisal Abdul Rauf, the Ground Zero Imam, that's not provocative. No. Hey, why don't you build a mosque right in the middle of the World Trade Center? Why stop at a block and a half? Why stop at 600 feet? Move right on in. Why don't you just, from the horn, from the megaphone, just announce prayer five times a day, and if you don't like that, jihad. Why don't you just do that? Huh? I mean, this is to me what is ridiculous. So what is provocative, what is blasphemous on the part of the Ground Zero Imam? No. Come on, you have to be sensitive. It's freedom of religion. It's freedom of expression. Hey, we can't throw away the Constitution just because we don't like people's opinions. We have to support people's right to build a mosque. Hey, it's there to protect offensive speech. That's what the First Amendment is about. Burn the flag. It's offensive. Protect offensive speech. Burn the Bible. Protect it. That's offensive speech. But you can't burn the Quran. No, then we're going to have a global holy war. My friends, look at the blatant double standard and hypocrisy. And once again, we have caved to the Islamists. And I ask all of you, when is enough enough? Let's go to Shane in Rockville on line 4. Shane, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Hey, Jeff, I just want to know, how is it that a religion that represents less than 1% of America's population got our government to throw separation of church and state out the window and send agents down there? It got the press to give up their own freedom of the press. It got a private citizen to give up his free speech. And I mean, the 90% of the moderate Muslim population was not enough for the government to side with the extremists. So, I mean, honestly, the way I see it is Islam, moderate or radical, is not compatible with our way of life. And it never has been and it never will be. It's not
Sean,
good news for us.
Sorry, Shane, forgive me. Shane, let me put it to you honestly, just between us as friends, okay? I'm being very, very frank with you, all right? I mean, I know we're on the air. Ray's looking at me like I'm crazy. But no, I'm being very frank. I'm almost like you and I are in a, church or something, or at a cafe talking. If you said to me, listen, Jeff, you know what? I'm a devout atheist, and I really believe that religion is the cause of all wars and violence in the world. And in particular, let me be really frank with you, Jeff, your Catholic Church disgusts me. Your Christianity disgusts me. And you know what I'm going to do to protest this? I'm going to buy 50 Bibles, and I'm going to bring them to my house or wherever, to my gathering, my fellow atheist club, and we're going to burn it. We're going to put a big bonfire, and we're going to burn it. Honestly, Shane, I'd say, look, it's disgusting, it's repugnant, it's offensive. I honestly pray for your soul that you're doing this. But, buddy, on your private property, I'm not going to tell you what you can or can't do. You want to burn the Bible? Burn the Bible. Now, you can be offensive. I can be offended. I can protest. I can write op-eds. I can criticize you. But I can't chop your head off. I can't threaten to blow up buildings. I can't threaten to kill you and your family. You see, that's the difference between Christianity and Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Islam. That's what nobody wants to confront. That's what nobody wants to say. Shane, am I not correct here?
I agree with that. My larger point is it doesn't matter what population of this so-called religion of peace is radical or not. This is what we got today.
Shane, listen, I agree with you, buddy. I think there's no getting around it. This was a test of tolerance for Muslims. This was a test to see, could you tolerate my right to be offensive if I wanted to be offensive? And instead, you're telling me that the actions of this little fringe pastor, this guy in the woods of Florida, that speaks for all of America. So every American soldier, every American citizen, every American diplomat is now a target for violence. My friends, there it is. It is incompatible with the Constitution. They've made our argument. Let's go to John in Bethesda on line 3. John, thank you for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show, my friend.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was actually thinking about the left war on Christianity for quite some time, and I realized why the left doesn't mind Christianity getting trashed, but will bend to every religion. And here's why. The simple, I'm sure you've heard the question, you know, if there's a God, why do all these bad things happen? I can explain that, but I'm not going to, but that would take a long time. But the simple answer is God gave you the gift of free will. But in order to enact statism and socialism, you can't have free will, and the fundamentals of our Constitution are based off the fundamentals of Christianity. So in order to enact their big government statist agenda, they're on a war to delegitimize Christianity.
Oh, John, you hit the nail absolutely on the head. In fact, that's going to be one of my themes in tomorrow's column for the Washington Times. You have seen a concerted effort for the last four decades, since the 1960s, to purge our Judeo-Christian heritage out of the public square. Abortion is rampant. The Ten Commandments are being taken down everywhere, from courthouses to schools. You are now seeing prayer being banned in public schools. You can't even put a manger with a Christmas tree on it anymore in public for fear of offending people. But God forbid you should burn a Quran. If you burn a Quran, the president's going to call you. The FBI is going to descend upon you. The media won't cover it, or if they do, they call you a nutcase. The Secretary of State is going to come out and tell the media, don't cover the story. Hey, whatever happened to separation of church and state? Why suddenly now is the state, led by the president, the military, and our Secretary of State, telling the media and telling this pastor what he can't or can't do? So, correct me if I'm wrong here. Has Islam become the official religion of America? Ray, did I miss that memo? I must have missed that memo. I guess when the dear leader got elected, we didn't just get a new president. I guess we also got a new official state religion. This is Jeff Cooner on 570 WTNT. We'll be right back with your calls. 301-984-9570. The Quran burning plan event has been called off. Is it a good or a bad thing? I want to hear from you on the Cooner Show.
Jeff Cooner and WTNT. That's red, white, and blue dynamite, baby. The Cooner Show. It's Cooner time.
We're a country of, what, 210 million plus right now, and I mean, it's regrettable that a pastor in Gainesville, Florida, with a church of no more than 50 people, can make this outrageous and distressful, disgraceful plan and get, you know, the world's attention. But that's the world we live in right now. I mean, it doesn't in any way represent America or Americans or American government or American religious or political leadership.
Well, Hillary, I'll tell you this, boy, that pastor cracked pretty good under your pressure and under that of your government. But anyway, 301-984-9570. You're listening to Jeff Cooner on 570 WTNT. Let's go to Bill in McLean, Virginia, on line one. Bill, thanks for holding. Welcome to the Cooner Show.
Hey, Jeff. Listen, I'm totally on the same page with you. About a year ago, I had lunch with a very well-known international expert and scholar on the issue of Islam. He advises governments around the world. I won't tell you his name, but what he told me is something that every American needs to know, and that is, at that time he told me we have about 3 years to turn this trend around in America in terms of the Islamization of this culture, and if we don't accomplish that in 3 years, we're going to pass the point of no return. That was 1 year ago. And the other thing is, this was a perfect opportunity for Islamists to prove that they're above this kind of nonsense, and they failed that test. So they've been outed by their own actions in this. The other thing is, I think we do need to burn the Quran. In fact, I think we need to ban it from our shores because it is the basis of all the violence that Islamists do.
Bill, this is what's starting to slowly happen in Europe. This is what many liberals don't seem to understand. France has banned the burqa. You are now seeing the banning of explicit religious symbols all across Western Europe. They don't know how to deal with this growing crisis. And now there are calls by many mainstream politicians. It's not just far-right wingers. That's a lie being propagated by the liberal media, both on the left and on the right, saying they are unable and unwilling to assimilate. And so now there are even calls to ban the Quran. Look, I don't like banning religious books. Believe me, no one's a bigger defender of religious freedom and religious tolerance than Jeff Cooner. This country was founded on religious tolerance. But, on the other hand, you can't dictate to a pastor on his private church property what he can't or can't do. You can express your opinion. That's fine. But when you start sending the FBI on him, when you start having the President of the United States calling him directly, when you start having him getting threats, when you start having him having the media being told whether they should or shouldn't cover the story, hey, my friends, now we're getting into something that to me is totalitarian. Now we're getting into something a little bit more dictatorial. This is no longer a vigorous democracy. Now you have a liberal ruling class starting to impose their progressive liberalism, their multiculturalism upon us. And in that vacuum of relativism and multiculturalism, it is Islam that is filling the void. That's what's happening in Europe. And my friends, it's slowly happening here. Let's go to our resident liberal, Ben in Rockville, on line four. Ben, how do you feel about this today? You must be happy. I figure you must be popping champagne corks.
No, not really. The real issue is, Jeff, is that we don't play by the same rules. We as Americans have always played by better rules than the fascist and communist regimes, and we've won so far. I mean, these are people who would kill the actor from The Kite Runner because in the movie he acted like he was being sodomized, and so therefore he must have been sodomized because they saw it in the movie. And he's dishonored, so they have to kill him. So they had to relocate him and his entire family. Okay, we are a more tolerant people than they are. Period, bottom line. I have no problem making a value judgment on that. And because our troops are there and they're in harm's way, nobody said he couldn't. They just said, this is what's going to happen because our troops are all over the world and a freaking fifth of the country of the world is this religion. So troops will die.
Ben, let me ask you this, because that's the biggest argument that was used by Obama and his supporters. But let me flip that. What do you say to the argument about the Ground Zero Mosque? Here is the Ground Zero Mosque. If it is built, it will be seen as a symbol and a victory for radical Islam. It will help recruitment. It will be a major propaganda victory. It will embolden many of our enemies. Doesn't that put our troops in harm's way? Yet that argument, when I made it, that argument, liberals said, you can't even make that argument. This is, to me, what is remarkable.
It was a Republican who made it almost impossible for any state or federal government to ban the construction of any religious institution.
Ben, we'll have to continue this another time, my friend. I don't quite understand what you were getting at. Ben, my point is a simple one. No to the Ground Zero Mosque. No to the burning of Qurans. No to the burning of Bibles. And yet it's liberals that championed the Ground Zero Mosque, the burning of our flag, the burning of our Bibles, but suddenly when it comes to burning our Quran, to burning the Quran, oh, no, 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 you can't do it. That's hypocrisy. That's what's wrong.
The Cooner Show.
Cooner Show.